The interview.
Well, Canada just laid out some details on looser border restrictions. They would start on July 5th, but that's just for citizens, which means we're still trying to figure out when the border is going to reopen with Canada, while ironically pointing to the fact that in Mexico, it's pretty much open borders. Joining me on the line to discuss the implications of all of this is our friend, State Senator Doug Erickson, Republican from Ferndale. Welcome back to the show. Obviously, you know, you are in a county that is directly impacted by this, Whatcom County, but really having an open border with Canada impacts tourism all across the state.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. You know, here in Whatcom County, some people don't realize we actually have five border crossings, you know, with the lower mainland of British Columbia from Point Roberts all the way over to Sumas. So it's a huge issue to us up here economically. But it's kind of interesting, Jason, you are starting to see kind of a mix of people. So the business folks who depend upon tourism and Canadians to come down to be able to make their livelihood want to get it open. But there is a group of people that would like to see it closed longer. They kind of like the quietness of not having the Canadians here. So I'm not really sure why the feds are not pushing harder to get the border open. I don't know if that's one of the reasons.
Well, take us through what the thinking is from the folks who don't want to see the border reopen. I know that they think that it's quieter now, but, I mean, is that really it?
I think it's quieter, you know. I mean, people that go to Costco, you don't got to stand in line for 50 minutes anymore. I mean, just the amount of impact that the Canadians have on Whatcom County and Western Washington in general is huge. And so I'm pushing hard with the federal government to get it reopened. We're encouraging, working closely with Congresswoman Del Bene to try to see what we can do to push the Canadians forward. The other concerning part about the Canadian aspects, though, is they are talking about requiring the dreaded COVID passport to be able to go back and forth once they do try to open it up to U.S. citizens.
What do you think should be done in that regard? Because obviously if they do end up opening the border to non-essential travelers, they do have the right as a country to demand that.
Oh, yeah, they do. Hopefully we'll push back against it. You know, I'm not a fan of
we won't. You know Joe Biden.
Passport.
You know President Biden's not going to push back against that.
Well, hopefully Congresswoman Del Bene will, you know. We can lead from the Congress on this, perhaps, with the voices of the people. So we'll see. But, you know, the goal is to get it open as quick as possible. It's great for tourism. It's good for our economy here. You know, people in Whatcom County definitely want to get across the border again to be able to visit friends, family, relatives, you know, go to lunch in White Rock, whatever it might be. I have been amazed with the slowness. The Canadians have been acting very uniquely in this regard with regards to how they've kept it closed down compared to other countries also. I'm not really sure what's driving that, but it's kind of a mystery to many people, I think,
well, perhaps,
in terms of what the Canadians are thinking.
Perhaps they take the same position as some of your folks in Whatcom County, which is we don't necessarily want Americans here.
Well, that could be, but you know, the for shopping, yeah, they like to keep their people home to shop. Also, it's good for their economy in certain ways to keep their people home, and not being coming down here for the essentials, gas, milk, everything else that they want to be able to purchase groceries. You know, in Washington State is a much reduced price compared to Canada because Canada's socialist, America's not. Our prices are lower, their prices are higher. Anyway, we won't get into that one. But
well, it's true because I do think that there's some value to that as a part of the reason that maybe they're dragging their feet on this. I mean, the truth of the matter is that there are more Canadians that come into the United States than Americans going into Canada.
Oh, without a doubt, for shopping, for everything. Yeah, without a doubt.
So where do you think this all ends? Do you think the governor is doing enough to put pressure on the federal government?
You know, I don't know if Jay has done anything yet, to be honest with you. He might have done absolutely zero on this to date, and I wouldn't be surprised. But he may have sent out some cursory letters, but he definitely has not been active with the people up here in the northwest part of Washington State working with us to get the border open for whatever reason. But we'll keep pushing the feds. We'll keep pushing the Canadians. You know, eventually it has to open. I think that the COVID-19 is going to start working its way into the background here pretty shortly. I was at Fred Meyer yesterday. I couldn't even find a face covering mask to purchase at Fred Meyer's. I was at the airport last week, and people are not socially distanced at SeaTac Airport, I can guarantee you, these days. So I think people are getting a little tired of it, and I think it's going to start opening up pretty soon. Still taking it seriously. Still, heart goes out to people that lost people
totally.
To COVID. But at the same time, we got to move forward, and I think that the citizenry is starting to move forward perhaps a bit quicker than the government.
Well, as of right now, we are just a week and a day away from the official reopening. If it doesn't happen sooner, it seems like we will hit that 70% vaccination rate, I'm told, by Friday. So we'll see if maybe the governor reopens a little bit early and pretends he's granting us some special wish that we asked. We've been talking with State Senator Doug Erickson, Republican from Ferndale. Thank you so much for stopping by. As always, appreciate it.
You bet, Jason.
Now this.